Here in Australia, Victoria's on edge again. In what's become a frustratingly familiar story, Melbourne is bracing for a possible lockdown, all because of a COVID outbreak, which has been linked to a hotel quarantine breach, this time in Adelaide. Samantha Donovan reports.
It's a worrying time for Victorians, and again, it appears hotel quarantine is to blame for the outbreak. Professor Adrian Esterman is the Chair of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of South Australia.
It yet again shows that many hotels aren't suitable and we should be thinking about purpose-built facilities, more like Howard Springs.
A report from South Australian health authorities has found a Melbourne man most likely got the virus in hotel quarantine in Adelaide, and it happened through aerosol transmission between adjacent rooms when doors were opened and closed. But the report concluded that there was no high-risk single event or high-risk breach of infection prevention and control practices. Professor Adrian Esterman.
The trouble now is that we're getting these much more transmissible variants. That means they're much more likely to break out and we're much more likely to see lockdowns. So it is becoming urgent that we do something about it. All of this, let's the states take care of it. It's got to stop, basically.
Burnett Institute epidemiologist Professor Mike Toole is also unsurprised by the South Australian findings.
Since November, there have been 17 separate breaches of hotel quarantine in five mainland capital cities. And we can't just keep going with these disruptions and the really strong impact on public confidence. We just have to do something immediately to fix this problem.
Professor Toole finds some of the SA Health Report's details on the latest leak particularly interesting.
The first person who was infected but didn't know it opened his or her door to pick up food within 12 minutes of the person that then got infected and came back to Melbourne. 12 minutes implies to me that there was a problem with the ventilation in that corridor. The other thing is, if that initial person who was infected opened their door and the virus went out into the corridor, it means positive pressure was in that person's room. Now, it should be the opposite, so that when you open the door, the air from the corridor goes in. So that implies that South Australia had not done a ventilation audit of that hotel.
If there is some good news to come from this latest Victorian COVID crisis, it appears more people are coming forward to get their vaccinations. At just under 16,000, Tuesday's Victorian figures at state-run centres alone were a new record. The previous Tuesday, the number was half that, at just over 8,000. Professor Ross Gordon is a marketing expert at the Queensland University of Technology.
Now there's been a bit of an outbreak in Melbourne, it has reminded people, actually, we're still in this, and, you know, we're not going to get out of it until everyone gets vaccinated.
Do you think people in other states will watch what's happening in Victoria and think, well, maybe I should go out and get my shot now too?
It depends where you live, I think. So if you live in one of the kind of cities like Melbourne or Sydney, where, you know, we do have quite big numbers of people coming through hotel quarantine, then I think people in those cities are, you know, there's been kind of a city-wide lockdown in Melbourne. There's been parts of the city of Sydney being locked down. I think in other parts of Australia, especially in kind of regional and rural communities, there's less of a kind of present threat of community transmission. So there has to be stronger communications. And reminding people why it's important for yourself because it can protect yourself, but it's important for other people too.
Professor Ross Gordon from QUT, ending Samantha Donovan's report.